This is a download from BBC Learning English. For terms of use, go to bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Eleanor Newton, and with me today for 6 Minute English is Callum Robertson. Hello, Callum.
Hello, Eleanor.
Now, as you know, Callum, today is a sad day. It's my last day here at BBC Learning English. I'm leaving to go travelling and to experience living in other countries. So today, in keeping with the theme, we'll have a look at some vocabulary associated with this topic. Now, the word emigrate and the phrase living abroad, what can you tell us about these, Callum?
Well, they're very similar, they're connected. The verb to emigrate first, that means to move to another country and to make that country your home. Now, that is a kind of a permanent position. But some people just like to live abroad. Maybe they keep their house or their flat in this country and they go travelling, so to emigrate and to live abroad.
I've done a bit of research into the statistics of people who do emigrate from the UK. Now, the latest figures available are for the year July 2005 to July 2006. So, in this year, how many people emigrated from the UK? Callum, do you think you can answer this question?
Well, I'll give it a go. What are my choices?
OK, so A, 385,000, B, 485,000, or C, 580,000?
I have to say that any answer I give is only going to be a guess. So I'm going to guess at 485,000.
Well, I'll tell you the answer at the end of the programme. Now, the Learning English department is a very interesting place to work, and this is because many of the people here have spent years living abroad, mainly teaching English. Now, Callum, you're one of them. Can you tell us where you've lived?
Yes, well, apart from Britain, I've lived in Japan and I've also lived in Denmark.
OK, well, now I'm going to play a short clip from a programme called Woman's Hour. And it's of a lady called Michelle who emigrated to Australia from the UK. Now, she's talking about fitting into Australian culture. She uses the words Britpack and the expression like-minded people. Now, Callum, can you explain what they mean?
Well, Britpack, it's not a real word. You won't find it in the dictionary, but in this context, Britpack is a pack or a group of Brits, British people. And like-minded people is an expression for people who share the same interests as you. Maybe they have the same culture, they come from the same background. Britpack and like-minded people.
Now listen out for those words as we listen to Michelle.
To fit into Australian culture is actually quite difficult, but you very quickly find people similar to yourself. So I immediately found that we sort of met up with this kind of Britpack abroad and we were friends with lots of British people. So you sort of link up with these like-minded people.
bbclearningenglish.com.
So Callum, what advice, if any, would you have for people thinking about moving abroad?
I think research very, very carefully. It is very difficult to live in another country. You have to be aware that, you know, that the culture, even if the language might be the same, the culture can still be very, very different. So do lots of research and visit the country before you make the decision to emigrate there.
OK, that's good advice. Let's listen to another clip, this time from a lady who emigrated to Canada. See if you can hear what her top tips are for choosing a country to emigrate to.
There are differences, and I think that's one of the key things when you're emigrating, is that you match a country with the type of personality and the type of person that you are. I mean, here it's very laid back, and we found it very easy to fit in, but I think that's because our characters match very much the local sort of culture that is around us.
And it was interesting there that she thought you should match the country you choose to live in with your personality. And I think that's very sensible. I think that sort of goes along with what I was saying.
So, Callum, bearing this in mind, what country would you choose to emigrate to?
Australia or New Zealand. I've spent some time in both those countries and I really enjoyed the lifestyle there. And how about you? You're off travelling around many countries. Do you plan to emigrate one day to one of those, perhaps?
The moment I have no plans to emigrate, but think, based on my experiences so far, I would have to choose Barbados.
Oh, Barbados.
Yes.
Why is that?
And, well, this is because I went there for a holiday a few years ago, and I loved the laid-back attitude of the people I met. Now, as you know, I'm always running late. And what I loved about Barbados was that when I arrived, somebody said to me, "Put that watch away and relax. You're on Barbados time now." And I thought that was a fantastic thing to say. And I just loved to be on Barbados time the whole time.
Ah, wouldn't we all?
Well, speaking of time, that's just about all we've got. But before we go, let's go back to our question. Between the year July 2005 to July 2006, how many people emigrated from the UK? The correct answer was 385,000 people.
385,000. It's still a lot of people.
It is still a lot of people. So that's all from this edition of 6 Minute English. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Eleanor, and have a safe trip. We're going to miss you.